Well, think about what you were doing in the 1940s, the late 1940s. Did anybody go to work for the first time during the war? World War II. Were there jobs in Waseca? I know Swift and Company had women working. I don't know about E.F. Johnson.
What about Birdseye? Was that one of them?
Well, I didn't start until 49.
Well, I was there at Birdseye.
I suppose a lot of them
were. Yeah. the first thing was putting up chicken to send out.
To the servicemen?
Yeah, that is canned.
I see.
That was canned. The canning thing was the first thing we had.
Yeah, when you worked on that.
Yeah, we had just canned chicken.
And I suppose my sister-in-law, I suppose, we done that too. I don't remember.
Who's your sister-in-law?
Emma Berkman.
Oh, yeah.
She worked there a long time before I did.
Canned chicken.
Was that a real big operation? Did that take
no, it wasn't
time?
So big, no. Uh-uh.
What else did they can then?
That's all I know that they canned it then. And they did canned beef too.
Now these went to the soldiers overseas?
Mm-hmm. They had canned beef. But that was just a few worked. It wasn't any more than 9 or 10. Mm-hmm. That worked on that.
How many worked on the chicken?
Well, there was quite a few on the chicken. I think they came from Malaysian and Waterville places like that. I think.
So it was a new job that they had because of the war, or were they doing it?
Yeah,
anything?
They had to send the address for the soldier. Food supplies.
Did you have, any of you have any other experiences about working during the war or right afterwards? Did you have brothers or fathers or husbands or anybody that served in the war from Waseca or from this area, I should say? From wherever you lived then. My father was in the service. Our neighbors?
Oh, but that wasn't the death of our death. My husband was in World War I. And Ireland. My boy was in that wasn't 40, that was 50.
Well, that might have been Korea.
That was Korean War. Mm-hmm. I remember it was later, yet then next. So they wasn't in that war.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember doing anything like knitting for the servicemen or sewing? I think my mother-in-law said she knit a lot of socks and scarves and sweaters and things.
I knit too. I don't remember what I meant.
Navy blue or khaki? Those were the colors.
Well, my, not me, but other ladies in my neighborhood, for the First World War, did a lot of knitting.
You remember that, Esther?
Yeah, I remember that. They sewed shirts too.
Did they?
Yeah, I think they did.
Yes.
I never did, but that was the First World War.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember anything about the second? Doing anything special? Or I know there were rationing and other hardships. I don't know how it was in the farm communities, though. Did you have those problems here, too?
First World War, yes. But now we're doing it by so much. The Second World War, rationing.
Did you say sugar?
No, you couldn't get more than
I was just trying to think about sugar. I think sugar was awfully scarce.
For the Second World?
I think it must have been the Second World War.
We only could get 5 pounds a time we had.
You didn't make any cakes for a while.
No, I know that.
That had to last a certain time.
5 pounds. That wasn't much, was it?
We had to make cake with honey and sorghum and molasses and things like that. We come from sorghum, yeah. It helped a lot.
That's sorghum from the mill here?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we see how as we got ours.
I remember my husband knew a place. We went out and towards the leash or someplace.
That was the house.
We used to get a big pail of sorghum and I'd make different things out of that.
Did that last pretty good?
Well, we liked it.
Mm-hmm. Good. They had their own press and they had their own cane that they put through the press first and then they had that so they cooked it down and they mm-hmm. had somebody skimming the scum all the time until it got to beer.
It was fun to watch them how they did it.
Yeah. And of course we were right near there and Mrs. Seahaw would have to help with the scumming. So she needed help so I would help with the meals and we'd get the meals.
Hmm.
And I baked a molasses cake and Mr. Seahaw says, well, this is something, he says. We have the business here and I've never had molasses cake till you come.
Oh.
Took the time to make a molasses cake.
What was the emphasis of the war? Do you remember, I suppose, newspapers? I remember the newsreels at the movies. A lot of patriotic songs. When we go to school, we sing those every day and pledge the flag before school could start. This was in St. Paul. We had air raid drills, blackout drills. Did you have anything like that here?
Once.
Did you? Mm-hmm. When was that, Ray?
One of them wars.
What did you have to do?
Well, you know, shut your lights out at home. Keep everything dark.
Kind of a scary feeling, isn't it? I'll never forget that because it kind of scared me.
First part of the war, too.
I think so.
I remember now I was sitting in the moonlight.
Did you have any different tools in the late 1940s? They started making things of plastic and nylon. I remember my uncle coming home with a parachute made of nylon, and we thought that was just really something. Do you remember new products? How, if it changed your clothes, what you used in your house?
Well, I remember at the Second World War, you couldn't get nylon stockings.
Okay.
It was the first part of it.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I remember that, too, because my mother used to paint her legs. She had leg paint. She had to go to work every day. Mm-hmm. She'd paint her legs with this makeup kind of stuff. And then she'd draw this line up the back, and it was just fascinating because I thought, is she going to get that straight? You know, they had seams in their stockings then.
They were awful careful they got them seams straight, too.
Right. I remember that we didn't have a lot of food. I suppose we didn't have much money. Do you remember any changes in your refrigerators or stoves or washers or any appliances after the war?
I didn't have a refrigerator.
Didn't have one in the late 40s and maybe early 50s? Did you get one there?
Oh, yeah. I've been out for a long time. I don't
know. We got ours despite we got one on sale. I don't know how we got ours. It was quite reasonable anyway. It didn't cost too much. First we had a little, just a little one. We could set that up on something just very small.
That's pretty good. An icebox, maybe.
Yeah, that was nice. And what was
I remember having an ice box in the late 40s still.
Yeah, that's a lot of people.
When you get the refrigerator.
it must have been in the late 40s that we got a refrigerator, because I remember that, ice box. Yeah. Did the farmers get to not go to the war because they were needed at home to raise the crops?
Yeah.
Or how did that work?
But they had boys and they were on the farm, they could stay. The farm boys. Can't have anywhere one. They had two boys, I guess one had to go and was managed.
I think so. I know some boys out there where we lived didn't have to go because they had to help their dad, but
he
one of them had to go,
the
other one
for
stayed
home. He was too old for the second.
I wonder how they chose who went, the oldest.
I don't remember how that went.
How did everybody feel about that when
some,
they stayed
some
home?
Had, some had more boys than they all had to go. That was kind of sad. Well, not all of them, of course. Had quite a few boys.
Did you know women that went to work then for the first time because they had to, because their husbands were gone, or?
My sister-in-law went to work
well,
then.
On the farm.
But I remember more about more than one.
More than one than two.
That was in school, in high school then.
I see.
And in Korea, yeah, I raised my family, and my patronage.
Did it affect the way that you raised your family? I mean, you couldn't get sugar, and you couldn't get, I suppose, did you make over clothes, or could you get somewhere to buy clothes? Did you do a lot? I know my mother-in-law did some making over clothes from one person for the next person.
Well, I know I made over, especially overcoats when the kids were small, and take old material, you know, rip them open and make coats.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I remember. My husband was exempted from going because of his feet.
Oh.
He was exempted and he worked for my mother.
Oh.
And he was become my husband.
Oh, I see.
That was we were married in 1919.
So that was, you were married almost 30 years by the time?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I knew I had there's a marker somewhere, but I couldn't put my finger.
Did any of your boys, were any of your boys in World War II?
Oh no, we had no one to see in Venice. This was my husband's room.
How about vacuum cleaners? When did you get a vacuum cleaner? Was it after the war in the 40s?
Wait till you got electricity. You didn't have electricity to run vacuum cleaners.
When did you get electricity? You told me, but I forgot.
Oh, I've forgotten how to work. I was 40.
I think you were 34, wasn't it?
40?
34.
34? Don't you remember? It was Dakin's, wasn't it? Dakin's,
REA.
We didn't get it very soon. It went within a half a mile of us out in the country there, so we didn't get it very soon. You have to use his old carpet sweeper.
No. Well, I have to straighten up my fingers. 1919 was married, and me and my son, which, and my daughter was the oldest.
You
said there had to be a line in there that they should have been somebody old enough, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I can't quite put it.
Maybe I'll cut you.
My brother-in-law was in the war. He was about
19. Oh, I know what it was. He went to the Woods of Remains. Yes. My son. That's what it was.
Enlisted?
Enlisted. That's what it was.
Which son?
Milton.
Oh, he did.
Because, when I think it over, I remember Lemon right now, doesn't strike me what he told me, what was going on. Anyway, they always, when they get together, they always have little jokes of some kind, you know, they play jokes on them, something about their lunch or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember the bond drives? War bonds.
During World War II. Yeah, I knew they had that, but we didn't go into that. They got any bonds.
So how did the war really didn't affect you here in the country much?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We had better prices.
You did?
Yeah.
Because of the war?
Mm-hmm.
Were the businesses kind of hurting?
They needed the fortune.
People couldn't buy so much, you mean?
Well, we didn't buy it. My folks and me, I did, we didn't worry about that. But we had a ton of meat.
Sure, living on the farm, you'd have eggs and
chickens,
milk.
And steers and hogs.
Sure.
But it didn't bother us so much.
I suppose that's true. You just kept right on doing what you'd always been doing?
Mm-hmm.
I was at the Historical Society and I saw some things that they've got from that time. And do you remember the shelf paper with the little piece that you put on the front that was scalloped? I remember that in our kitchens.
Mm-hmm. That was paper? Was it out of newspaper?
No, it was out of shelf paper that was cut just the size of your shelf. And then on the front, there was a little trim you could put on that had little girls or some kind of pictures on it. I had forgotten about that until I saw that, and I thought, oh my gosh, I remember that on the cupboards.
I had it.
Then there was a clothespin bag that was made out of plastic. That was new then. Plastic stuff.
I don't know when the change came about from getting milk in bottles and to cartons.
I wonder when that was.
I don't remember when that was, though. I don't remember. I remember when it happened that they could get the cartons and didn't have to return the bottles.
Yes. I wonder if that was about the early 50s.
Probably was.
Uh-huh.
And homogenized milk, too. You'd buy milk and the cream would be always on top, and then you get homogenized milk and then it wouldn't come to the top. It was throughout the whole bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a necessity at that time. Having all that disease that was going around among the cows, you know, they had to have homogenized.
What was that?
Yeah, that was what's the name of that?
Brucellosis.
Huh?
Brucellosis.
Oh. Brucellosis, she said. So what'd they have to do? Kill the cows?
They didn't have to.
They just treated them with something?
Well, they had to take them out of the herd. They said have to sell them.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, they had to sell them. Because it was a disease that spread.
Oh, I see.
They had to sell them. Yeah. And then they said, here, we're going to eat that. Well, they said that that was all. When they were, what do you call them? Had to be...
Vaccinated.
I mean, when you use it after it just cooked, there was no trouble.
Oh, I see.
After,
No kidding.
Pasteurized.
But you couldn't drink it from that big pasteurized. That's where people got sick.
Do you remember if your clothes styles changed at all? I can remember the short skirts. I don't exactly remember when that was, during the war, I think. It seems to me the hem lengths changed.
That was to save material, wasn't it?
Was it?
Uh-huh.
That would be a good idea.
It was to save material.
I can remember everybody wore hats and gloves to church.
Yeah, we did that for a long time. We couldn't go to church. And you'd always try to get a new one for Easter, and then you'd have to wear that for quite a while. Mm-hmm. Everybody tried to have a new hat for Easter.
Wouldn't it be nice if we did that again? Yeah, I always like hats.
It was kind of fun to see all the nice hats in church.
But one time you could get a lot of hat, what they call the Merry Widow hat.
Yeah,
for little or nothing.
What's that?
Great big hat.
Oh, this one.
I had one.
Well, you know who started that?
Who?
Alice Roosevelt. Theodore Roosevelt's oldest daughter.
She started those big hats?
She started the big hat.
Oh.
Nobody wanted to make the break. I said I wasn't afraid to make the break.
Did you have one too? What, were they in black?
I wasn't old enough at that time.
Oh.
I had hats, but not those big.
Great big one.
And I worked a whole week and got $5 and bought that Merry Widow hat.
What color was it?
Oh, I guess it's dark.
Oh, I bet you thought you were just had something then.
Yeah, of course, you know, at the churches and everybody's way, you know. They like to sit around.
Couldn't see anything.
Part of the service.
Do you remember anything else? I think my mother had a fur coat. I wonder how she ever got that, now that I think about it. She must have worked like crazy for that.
I worked for Michael Haley. He was an Irishman. And he says, that's how you spent that $5.
It was worth it, you said.
Yeah.
We made quite a few of our hats about that too.
How did you do that?
Oh, used crinoline and straw and not straw on top, you know, the crinoline around on the
front. Did you use plumes on it too?
What?
Plumes?
No.
Not have plumes. Some of them you could find by.
I had one with plumes once.
What color was it? Was it real bright?
No, it was black. I think I had the black plumes anyway, so I suppose the hat was black too.
Did you make it or did you buy it?
We bought it.
What, didn't they make wire frames? You just could buy the frame and do the work yourself.
That's it.
Do the work yourself. Whatever you want to put on.
I bet that was kind of fun.
Yeah, it was.
How did you dress when you were at home? I remember my mother tying my hair up in, you know, we had pin curls, or I don't know, rags?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then she'd tie my hair up in a bandana, would tie at the top. Do you remember that? For working around the house?
Yeah, they put them up at night, you know, put them up, have them quite wet and wrap this over a rag.
Little curls that all hang down. Mm-hmm. That was for Easter, Mother's Day, and Christmas. Yeah, and the rest of the time I had braids.
The hair was long when you did that. So you just
had
a bunch. And the dresser was asleep on.
Oh, gosh.
But they had to, because otherwise they wouldn't get to dry and it would do no good. They didn't have a what you call a dryer them days.
Most of the kids that are growing up had long braids. I know I had long braids. Went to high school and then I had kind of think of braids I cut.
Yeah,
I
had in high school.
When I started high school, the first year I had braids, and I said, everybody's cutting their hair. I said to my dad, I want to cut mine too. But he could go along with me to town and we'd have it cut off then if you want to go to school. I said, I ain't going another year if I don't get my hair cut.
Oh.
Then I went and I had it bobbed, you know, straight bob and bang.
Uh-huh.
I wore it that way through high school. And I guess I wore it that way when I got married too. I had bangs.
Feel pretty grown up when you got it cut from the braids.
Yeah.
How about sewing machines? My grandmother had a treadle sewing machine.
Yeah, we did too.
And then she got an electric one, and that must have been around that time after the war. Because I remember using it, and I think I must have been... Yeah, I must have been 12 or 13 or something like that. I wish I had that old treadle machine now.
A silly one.
Have you got one? Oh, that was nice.
A white.
White. A white? Oh.
Singer was a...
Singer was a Singer too.
Did your wife have a Singer, Ray?
Yeah.
She did a lot of sewing?
Mm-hmm.
Did she make any of your clothes?
No.
Just for herself? Was that electric?
No.
That was a treadle too.
No, mine was electric. I could set it on the table. And... Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you do a lot of sewing yesterday?
Mending.
That's the worst.
I had a lot of clothes given me. I didn't have many new clothes, so I had to mend all of that.
No,
I did a lot of sewing. I had the pictures that goes to make ruffles and everything.
Oh yeah.
Then to
me. Did you make your curtains and slip covers?
No, I didn't.
Slip covers. You know, we.
I used to make sheets out of flour sack, feed sacks. So
oh, yes.
Made lots of sheet. Sheets out of feed sacks, use five, cut one and two on the end and make them that much longer.
Oh, were they smooth or were they rough?
Oh, they weren't rough, they were pretty good. Uh-huh. Oh. Then you used to get colored flower sacks too, and they'd make pretty pillowcases.
Beautiful ones. They would make dresses and everything out of those. Yes, colored one.
Yeah.
What colors were they?
Well, some were nice prints. The feed sacks, they call them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you try and get three or four like that so you can make a dress.
Oh.
Well, I had lots of dresses made out of those.
What did they use for patterns? Did you buy patterns?
Mother just told you to draw it after her bought the dress and made it the best she could. She never had a pattern.
Always. Cut out a yoke.
So
the helmet dress I used to wear. It's loose.
Oh.
No waistline.
Uh-huh.
I see my mother doing that. My sister said to make baby dresses, so when she was gone one time, I took the pattern and the yard of goods she had and I made up the dresses, made up she got it back. Mm-hmm. I said most mothers would spank you for it, but she thanked me and I had to sew forever after. I'm so anxious to get a hold of that.
Well, Ray, how did it affect you? Were you not able to drive your car because you couldn't get gas, or could you get gas because you were in the farm? You could.
Well, sure, we had a new tractor.
Sure, but I mean, you could use your car then for whatever you wanted to, too. How about listening to the radio? Did you have radios and listen to Franklin Roosevelt and...
Sure, man.
Had battery radios.
Battery radios.
Yeah.
Were they real big?
They had big bat, you know, them big round bat.
Yeah, I mean, was the radio pretty good size?
Oh, not that big.
table. Sat on a table. I remember when Franklin Roosevelt died. In school, we had to stand up and look out the window, and the flag was lowered and all that. How did you? What did you think about that when Harry Truman was president?
What?
What did you think about when Franklin Roosevelt died and we had a new president?
But Truman was very good president. He was highly respected. Truman. He had good ideas, advices and all that.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Presidents can't do it alone, it's the Congress that does it.
Yeah. And the sad part of it when was that first president who was assassinated? Who was it?
Abe?
No. And, well, I'm not the person, but. Oh. That. Who was family? Kelly? Was it Kelly? What was his name? Oh, heavens.
Kennedy.
He went to Texas when he went to Texas.
Kennedy.
Kennedy.
Kennedy. Kennedy, yeah. That's right.
The young one.
Yeah, that was Kennedy.
With the shot.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, that was terrible.
I know what else happened in the 40s. The first TV sets came out. Do you remember that, the first ones? The late 40s, early 50s. Little ones, lots of snow. But you couldn't see very well.
Well, even here, what we got now today gets snowing into something.
Do they?
Yeah. But that's the station.
Mm-hmm. Remember, there were only one or two stations, I think, as I remember. Maybe you had trouble, maybe you couldn't get those here. Because, see, I lived in St. Paul, Minneapolis. There were just a few stations, 2, 5 and 11, I think.
Well, there was in Minneapolis, that's why.
Yeah.
You get further away from the city than you want to get nothing.
Yeah. Do you remember the polio scare in the late 40s? Mm-hmm. Well, it's more than a scare. I guess a lot of people had it. Mm-hmm. So you had to stay in your yard and not go out with other people. Is there anything down here? Anybody that you know?
My neighbor, girl.
Did she have to go to the hospital then?
I can't remember.
And your daily routine then in the 40s just never changed because of the war except for at the canning factory, and was it about the same? You didn't experience any special hardships other than the sugar and the supplies like that?
Well, the wages wasn't very good. You just had to get along with what you had. You know, who was it, the cleaner? The wages wasn't very high. Just, I had the kids I made over clothes from, our clothes that were too small to make. But we couldn't buy much when we went to town. We didn't have the money. wages wasn't very good.
Well, and it wasn't that far from the Depression either, you know. The Depression had just been not too long before that. Nobody had anything.
No.
You didn't have it, you got along without it too. We didn't have a radio at home for a long time before we had a radio. We never had a television until we got to town. We got along too. I said, I don't know what the kids did, but they seemed to play with something.
How about books? Did they read more books? Then?
Oh yeah, I always was on all reading. The other one didn't care too much about reading.
They probably made up games and things out of what they had around, didn't they?
Yeah, it seems so.
We used to catch grasshoppers in bottles and, and go make a fort outside in the trees or something. And we never had to buy toys to play with because we couldn't.
Or at their birthday, probably got a little toy. Nowadays, when people go to town, they buy a toy every time they go to town. They got so many, they don't know what to do with them. And we didn't get to town very often either.
Some of those times, this is what we went over. A lot of people went to, couldn't stay at home. They couldn't, had no way to do it for themselves. They just go stay some for room and board. They'd work like that, you know. So it was just have a place to stay.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't get by themselves, you know. Couldn't, you know, not being able to work or anything. Now I guess things are done different when they can't. They have a place to go and to take care of.
You still live out there in the woods yet?
Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you get some bed bugs? Or you only have bed bugs?
What was the name of those?
Wood ticks?
Wood ticks.
Oh, sometimes we do. Yeah. They're awful. The dog gets them too.
Yeah. Gets pretty wild with them.
Yeah. Well, we have those in the spring, early June, you know, late May. We have to watch out. Some years they're not so bad. Some years you just have them all the time.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know why that is, but it seems to run in streaks.
Well, it depends on the weather.
Yeah, but it's a dangerous thing. Especially with the children, they'd get them in the ears and they wouldn't know that they wouldn't find them and they'd get a terrible time with them. Mm-hmm. Doing a lot of damage to the ear.
Yeah.
He's scratching their head up.
Makes me itch.
I think there's one there.
Oh, they're just, I just hate them. Last week when I went home from being with you, I went in the ditch in that dumb snow. I turned the corner and it was one of those where it's white on the ground and white in the sky and it was blowing. I couldn't see anything. And I thought, oh, I know what I'm going to do. And I did. I just drove right in the snowbank. It wasn't bad. Somebody pulled me out. And then the rest of the road was dry. Craziest thing you ever saw. Just that one place was real drifted about 2.5 feet.
You should have stayed in the center of the road.
What?
You should have stayed in the center of the road.
Well, I should have gone around a different way, I think. If I had had any sense, I would have. But I never thought about it. I was going home.
live duck didn't come back yet, did he?
I haven't seen any. Jean has them over where she is, across the road. Well, we haven't seen any wood ducks yet. There are some birds coming back. The geese are coming back.
Yeah.
Come watch them last Sunday morning, I think. I was out watching on the lake. All kinds of geese. Ducks. I guess those are the ones that stayed all winter.
That could be.
See the geese are meeting already.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, do you remember any businesses that started up because of the war effort in around the area? Or maybe closed up? They had a ad in the paper that King's Red and White Grocery Store, remember that? Remodeled after the war. I know there were other stores. There were a lot of stores then that aren't here now. When we came here in 58. And a lot of those stores are gone.
You wouldn't know the time, but come now, everybody has changed around. There's no Wolf and Hotline, and there's no... And I don't know how many times they've seen people at the Gamble Store and the Coast Schools. Now the duck stores are gone. Used to be Dietrich and Stewie's. Now they aren't there. I said I wouldn't know where to go if I went uptown today.
Different.
And there's one store here, one there you put an after a car before we could walk around on 30,000 and park in the middle of you. Didn't have to carry your packages very far.
Well, the reason that business went out here, those that had cars shopped in the big places, Mankato and all around.
After the war, you think that started, that they could have more cars?
Well, that's what happened. That's why they got a lot of business in the small towns.
Probably had something to do with it.
They get better deals. A lot of things they couldn't get anyway, you know. They had to go to Mankato. People that want to buy some better clothes and like that. So
mm-hmm.
It didn't have a variety in town. It had some, of course. Not to everybody.
That would have made a difference, wouldn't it? If people could leave the town to shop. Or if you lived in a farm community, it might be just as close for you to go to Mankato or Faribault or somewhere that is here. Albert Lee, maybe?
It's just the idea some people want to go somewhere else to buy clothes. They can buy the same things here. Because one of my cousins, she had a dress on. I said, "Why, that's a pretty dress. Where do you get it?" "Well, she said, I got it up at Donaldson's." And you did. I said, "Well, I got the same thing down here at Dorothy's." And I didn't pay any more for it than she did. But it was this idea of going there. She thought they had so much better stuff.
Well, of course, they had a bigger choice.
Yeah, to look around.
Sizes and things made a difference, you know. You might have had, that's the thing, they didn't stock up as much. That made a difference, too.
Yeah, so many that you don't know which one to take up there. Now here they have just a few to pick from.
Be easier for you.
In one way, it's easier to make up your mind.
I guess that's true.
Well, I didn't do much in that game. Of course, there's certain things, like large sizes. Small places don't stock up with those large sizes like that. So there's always a reason for going somewhere else.
see, how many people have you did work outside the home? You did, Tilly, and did you, Marie? No? Mary did. Jesse? Esther taught school. When did you teach school, Esther?
Where?
When?
Oh, when? Oh, until, well, from, let's see. I graduated from high school in 1909, and then I taught till 25, that's when I got married again. Must have been 16, until 1916. 7 years, I guess.
After you was married then?
No, I didn't teach after I was married. I had my own family then.
You had your family. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Ray, you worked on the farm always.
Well, sometimes I work for a friend. Side time at home.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah, I did work there 17 years.
This August, my son will be there 30 years.
Hmm.
He's still there?
Mm-hmm.
See, everybody had to retire when you were 65.
No, they can work as long as they want, as long as they're able to.
What do you think about that? Do you think people should be allowed to work as long as they want to, or should be made to retire at a certain age?
Well, it depends on their health. If they can do